Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
What is this from?
Come on, man.
Is this Nightmare After Christmas or what is this?
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee, In the Loop with Carl Nealon for Figgy Fig.
Home Alone, come on now.
Oh,
the Home
okay.
Alone music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Figgy, man, it's been so long since I watched that movie. Movies?
Yeah.
Ages.
Do you recognize Home Alone 2?
What do you mean, like?
Do you respect it as a movie? Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. But, I mean, again, it's been years. I mean, but obviously the original was the best. That's just my opinion.
The original one is number one. I don't remember the second one at all, except for Trump's in it. That's all I know. That's all I remember about
Down the
it.
Hall, to the left.
Right. And then there's that one lady with the pigeons who he befriends for some reason. His parents need Child Protective Services called on him.
CPS probably should have been called more than once.
Right. And listen, you know, I know that we live in a society where gun control, it's a polarizing topic, but... had Kevin McAllister had a gun, movie's over. They're fine. Had in the movie,
you just ruined the whole
Gremlins.
In the movie, oh my God, Gremlins!
In the movie Gremlins, had anyone, literally anyone, used a gun on the Gremlins, they would have been fine.
Colin,
instead,
Colin, Gremlins
are pulling the guns on the people.
Have you ever seen Gremlins?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Watched
I
it for the first
remember.
Time in a while last night.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It is a Christmas movie.
It is. Yeah,
it is.
I remember it as a kid, and like, yeah, I haven't watched it in ages. Yeah. I liked it.
It's very interesting when you're young, and then you watch these movies again when you're older.
Yeah,
like, gosh.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Anyway.
It can be so bad it's good sometimes.
So this is the Home Alone music, and now you know.
Yeah.
Took me a while to get there, though, because the somewhere in my memory part, it kicks in a little bit later. All right, so... Texans Chargers last year, 32-12, the Texans won in the playoffs. It was an ass-kicking. Once the Texans eventually got going, there was no looking back. The defense was great. They made Justin Herbert look very mortal. They've had a lot of success against great quarterbacks in the D'Amico Ryans era. I think for the Chargers, there's certainly an element of, and you're hearing it from them this week, looking back at last year and avenging what happened last January. As far as the Texans are concerned, there are still some things to clean up. Not a must-win game necessarily, but this will be a playoff-style game on Saturday. There are some questions about what's going on the offensive line. You have injuries for a couple of Texans offensive linemen. Trent Brown injured his left knee against Vegas. He is day-to-day per a league source. That's from Aaron Wilson of Channel 2. He's also dealing with an ankle injury. Meanwhile, Ariante Ursery might be the toughest dude on the Texans, which is saying something given how many tough players they have. He broke his thumb against the Raiders. He underwent surgery Tuesday. He's had metal hardware inserted to aid the healing process. Ugh. Once his hand heals, he might play with a protective club on his hand. He is currently expected to return this season. So maybe he's not able to go on Saturday, but I mean, we've seen Justin Herbert have surgery in the middle of a week and then play that week. Could Ariante Ursery have surgery on his thumb and potentially play Saturday?
Well, he's got a bionic hand now, for the most part. He's got metal in his hand.
Hell yeah, brother.
Put him out. I mean, he doesn't need to play this week. If he's not ready to go. I mean, you don't want to take a chance. Although, he's got to have a club on, you said, or a cast, whatever it is. So he'd probably be fine. But you want this guy for the postseason run.
Yes.
I get that this is basically like a playoff game, but you want him for when the one and done potentially is in effect. You really want him for that. So if he needs to rest for a week, okay, that's fine.
Very curious as to what the configuration will be, given that when Trent Brown went down in this game.
That didn't help.
On Saturday, well, what they did was they put Jarrett Patterson in at guard, and they moved Tytus Howard out to where Trent Brown is at right tackle. So I am curious as to what they do. Here is D'Amico Ryans yesterday when asked about the status of his starting tackles.
Of course you had to ask that question.
gotta check you, man.
Yeah, always. You got to keep me on there, right? No, we'll see how it goes. Of course, we know, everybody knows we're banged up, you know, at tackle. And we'll see. We're on a short week here. We'll see how that pans out for us.
I got to give D'Amico Ryans credit because he's gotten a lot better at seeming unaffected and unannoyed with us media yokels when being asked questions. And I think it had to do with some of the what was going on earlier in the year. He's like, why are you guys always asking about the negative? Why not ask about the positive?
Because that's what gets us clicks.
Right. You good? Remember that? You good? Iconic moment, but since then...
We're always good.
Since then, he has been very charming while at the podium. And right there, oh, you got to ask me that question about the injuries. He's always going to say guys are day-to-day. But it is intriguing to see what will happen as far as the Houston Texans on their offensive line. Brown and Ursary did not practice yesterday. Neither did Kamari Lassiter, who is expected to go. Aziz Al-Shaair, Dalton Schultz, Woody Marks, all back at practice as well for the Texans. So we'll see what happens on Saturday. We do have a phone call. It's 713-572-4610.
Get him in.
Our friend Dave. Dave, what's going on, bro?
What up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing
happy
well.
Holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa and all.
Merry
happy
Christmas.
New Year to all.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
yes,
those things.
All the goodness.
All the goodness. Festivus.
Now, yes. Xmas. And your friend over here says that he was a Cowboys fan. I used to be a Cowboy fan, too. I have to feel the same way that you do.
You know what I'm saying?
About the Cowboys. But I'm a Texans fan now. I'm a former Cowboys fan. Now I'm a Texans fan. And I believe that the Texans should go all the way. What I mean by going all the way is that I guess I talked to Paulie yesterday or the day before about this. Jacksonville. I hate the Jaguars. I hate them like the bubonic plague. And Jack
understandable.
If they reach the AFC Championship game and play the Houston Texans, I would love it. I will love it because I'm sick and tired of NFL people, NFL national pundits telling us, "Oh, Trevor Lawrence is the greatest quarterback since Dan Marino."
Dave, appreciate the phone call. I don't think anyone's saying that.
Not anymore.
Trevor Lawrence is the
not anymore.
Now look,
one point there was a lot of buzz and hype around him, but he's disappointed over the years.
It would be very annoying if the Jaguars made it to the AFC Championship game. I agree with that because Jaguars fans have taken on the mindset of their head coach and of every single Jaguar player that's been in front of a microphone,
Duval.
Where they believe they are being disrespected like crazy, though.
I've seen that. I've seen the players talk about it, too.
Right. Remember the comments that were made last week by Sean Payton talking about, hey, for a small market.
Call them a small market.
Listen, they are.
They are a small market.
Jacksonville is a tiny, population-wise, it's not a big area. As far as geographical size, it is actually massive. It's one of the bigger cities in the country.
But it's one of the smaller media markets.
Correct.
It is.
Yeah.
NFL markets,
They barely have a team, and a lot of people are wondering if they're going to move to England, given they play two games a year there.
Exactly.
And, I mean, they got that – have you seen – there's this guy who's a Jaguars super fan. I forget what his name is.
Is it a UCF Jaguar?
No, it's not that guy. No. That guy, bless his heart. No, there's another fellow. This person has a British accent.
Huh.
This person dresses up like a Jaguar.
Okay.
He has a top hat. I forget his name, but if that
I feel like I've seen this guy on social media.
There's nothing I hate more than these Limeys, these Brits that are all of a sudden like becoming a part of the NFL's fan base. Sorry, America first. I'm America first when it comes to football fans.
America!
Yeah, I don't want none of these foreigners. I don't want none of them. They can get out. We're playing games in Brazil. What the hell is that? I don't know where that is.
Brazil.
We're playing games in Germany. My grandfather fought in World War II. Playing games in Spain. My grandfather fought in World War II. You know who didn't fight in World War II? Spain. Neutral. You know what's his?
Spain was
neutral. Yeah. They're kind of fascist, actually.
I mean, they did allow the Germans to practice their bombing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like Spain?
Neutral.
Wrong side.
You're on the watching list. You're on the watching. We got another phone call here. It would suck if the Jaguars made it to the NFC Championship.
Lighten up today. Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, once the rabbit hole
There's no coming out.
The next thing you hear is bad grammar from me. Southside Al's got a thought on the Texans.
What up, Southside?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, Chris, man? Yo. Hey, man. Hey, happy holidays, y'all, man.
Yeah.
Say, this is what I want to say, man. I just hope all these fans was calling in about the last game, Chris. You know, we talked about this last night. Look, they scored 40, wasn't enough. Come back and won. And if we'd have kept driving at the end, we could have put up more points. This is the hand you dealt with. Every season is different. From C.J. Stroud first year, to the second year, you got new line, you got new coordinator. The plays and the playbook this guy have, this is what they've been practicing on. So I don't get what people feel like. It's organized football. You have a coach, you got organized plays. This is what's going on. So hopefully, and Chris, I want to get your take on this here. Whatever happened with the Texans, and just say it kind of go not like it's supposed to, I've been thinking it's a scenario that the offensive coordinator could actually may lose his job. And what I'm saying is the expectations is so high. And when you got a team with a defense like this, Super Bowl caliber defense, and the plays on offense, everybody's making noise. And I know these guys hear that stuff. And the hamper, the thing of it is you're not coaching up your offense to – deal a deal in case something goes sour. We know it ain't going to be the defense. So what is your take on this guy, what he's facing right now with all the criticism, and it have to seal a deal? Can that bring up some eyebrows from Nick Caserio, but all the way to who he hired with these McNairs stepping in there saying, wait a minute, ooh, we could have actually did something here, but obviously the tape shows he's not aggressive enough to open up the playbook. Great show, guys. I hang up and listen.
Thanks. Appreciate you, Southside. Unless there's a scenario where there's a wild card exit by the Texans and the offense does absolutely nothing and say they get blown out, even let's say it's 24-3 and the defense is just on the field way too long, the offense has nothing, maybe there's a chance that Caserio and the crew, they may rethink what they've done by hiring Nick Caley. Anything short of that, and I don't see something like that happen, anything short of that, personally, I'm not an advocate for getting rid of a guy after 1 year when you just got rid of a guy after 2 years.
Right.
I'm just, because now you got a revolving door, an offensive coordinator, and who does that not help? Your quarterback, your young quarterback, C.J. Stroud, who you're about to pay a lot of money to.
Right.
I'm just not a fan of that. So, no, I don't really see, I think there's a very slim chance that Nick Caley is not back next season.
I'm with you there.
Under most scenarios.
In fact, there's somebody else who I think that the Texans would perhaps move on from. I'll give you that on the other side before what's popping next. He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.